Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our continuing coverage of the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm pleased to be joined by DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline, who's going to analyze five offensive players who are expected to test very well here at the Combine. And we're going to start with the player who's considered the most explosive tight end in this year's class, Eric Ebron.
Yeah, he looks like basically a possession receiver in a tight end's body. I mean, this is the guy that you want in today's NFL, a guy who consistently makes big-time receptions down the field, has the ability to stretch the field. Wouldn't be surprised if Ebron, at close to 250 pounds, runs in the 4-4 era, maybe the mid-4-4s. Terrific vertical jump. His athleticism comes through on the field. I expect to see that when the tight ends work out tomorrow.
Number two guy on your list, offensive tackle from the University of Miami, Shontrell Henderson. Talk about, while he looks very athletic and has the part from that standpoint, but doesn't quite play like it on the field.
Looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. I mean, the guy is a physical beast. At times, he's a dominant force. He's shown that throughout his career, but it's been very inconsistent. He looks great at one play, and he looks very pedestrian next. I expect him to put up some big numbers as far as running, as far as jumping, as far as lifting. I mean, the guy looks like a Mr. Olympia at times, as far as an athlete's concerned, and he plays like it at times, but what scouts are going to wonder and they're going to ask him about is the inconsistency both on and off the field.
Let's go to a small school prospect from Kent State, running back Dry Archer. Why do you think that he's going to test well at the combine?
A lot like Julian Edelman, a guy who I don't know if he's going to run a blistering 40, but watch his shuttle times, watch his three cone times. He's incredibly quick, incredible change of direction without losing momentum. That's the type of player he's going to be in the NFL, a guy that you line up in the backfield, a guy that you line up as a slot receiver and a return specialist. When you watch Edelman, I mean, don't be surprised or don't be disappointed if he runs a 4.47. Watch his shuttle times and watch his three cone.
Let's go. So we'll go to receivers. A big school guy, Odell Beckham from LSU, expected to be a first-round draft pick.
And that Odell Beckham comes from a track background. He shows his speed on the field. He's a vertical threat. Opponents have trouble stopping him down the field, consistently stretching the field. He plays to his speed, and I expect him to run probably in the 4.3s on Sunday.
Sticking with the speed, the last guy on the list from Tennessee State, another small school prospect, A.C. Leonard. What are you expecting from him?
Started his career at Florida. Again, he's like Ebron in the sense that he looks like a possession receiver in a tight end's body, weighing at 252 pounds. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets under 4.5 in the 40 on Saturday.
Great stuff. So he's Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we give you the five offensive players who are expected to shine this weekend here at the NFL Scouting Combine.